Warning, this podcast introduction was completed while Chad Weiss was under the serious influence of a cold. Therefore, if you think it sounds bad, rest assured, it most certainly does. You have been warned. Thank you.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's Chad Weiss. Welcome to another episode of the No Baser Somebody's Podcast. It's January the 1st, of course, 2018. Thank you for listening, downloading, streaming, however you get here. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening, always downloading, always coming in from wherever it is in the world you come from. Thank you for making your way here. Hopefully you made it through 2017, had a nice partying night last night, made it through the other side, and this is the other side, so welcome. Did you think it was going to be this great? Here you are. So, I have a lot to talk about in this intro, so I better get right down to it. Another long, boring intro? Oh my god. Just get to the guest already. Well, sorry, can't do that. First, we have to have a little chat, and here we go. So I've started joining podcast groups on Facebook, getting active. Boy, I need it. Getting active in the communities around Facebook about podcasts, and just enjoying the power of conversation with different people on different topics in and around podcasting, whether it be things to how to produce a show, how to edit your shows, the questions that other podcasters have about production and stuff like that. And also just hearing about people's actual shows, and maybe they're mentioning the show that they have or a new show they've started or some idea that they have that they want to do. And maybe they've want some feedback, right? So you're just getting involved with the community on Facebook, which is such a wonderful tool when it comes to interaction and social activity in a positive light. These Facebook groups I've joined for podcasting, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with those. And basically, I'm loving checking out what other people are doing. I'm loving OPP, which is other people's podcasts, of course. What do you think I meant? OPP. Let's go. Come on, people. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm loving what people are creating out there. And I'm going to list some podcasts here that I've been kind of referred to. I guess I've gotten some conversations with different people on the podcast groups on Facebook. And they mentioned this is my podcast, and I've checked it out, and I've liked quite a few of them. This isn't all of them. I have a few that have been recommended, but these are all the ones I've had time to check out before I record this for you. So I just want to make mention of them right now. And in no way are they affiliated with this show. They don't sponsor it, or they're not current guests of the show, although maybe one day they will be, and maybe one day I'll be, you know, a guest of theirs. One can only hope, right? Cross-promotion action, you know? Never was a bad thing. So here's a few podcasts I started listening to that were referred to me by a few different ways, and I just want to list them in no particular order, just ones I started listening to. One of them is called The Workshed Podcast with Ian Lawton, an Irish fellow. I listened to an awesome episode of his. It was a one-year anniversary of Prince, his death. They did a one-year anniversary of his passing. Him and another guest, I forget the guest's name off the top of my head right now. I don't want to say in case I'm wrong, but I really like his style. I like the flow of the episode. I like his dedication to the music of Prince. He knows more. He's a bigger Prince fan than I am, for sure. He's got tons of his albums, and he knows a lot of his songs and music, and basically listened to him right from the early 80s up until the mid-90s, and then again in the late 2000s. But I didn't even follow Prince in the mid-2000s. I didn't know what he was releasing. So he's got it all. So I really enjoyed listening to the history of Prince kind of told, also in a looking back type of fashion, looking back on his passing the previous year. Of course, he died in 2016. We're now 2018, technically, but as I record this, it's still 2017. So basically, a year ago or so, he passed away, and this is the one-year anniversary of that. So that really attracted me to hearing about him talking about Prince. So I had to check out that episode, and I did, and I'm very impressed with that, and I definitely want to check out more of his. Another one, Glistening Particles with Jane. I listened to an excellent episode of hers with a guest. His name was Buzz the Voice. He's a voice actor artist and has an amazing voice, much better than this one. He does actual professional studio work and does voiceovers for different things and commercials. And so basically it was a conversation about his life and career. I really enjoy hearing about what voice acting can do and what a voice actor goes through and his studio that he works out of and all this kind of stuff and just his life. So it's basically a life story. And this is kind of similar to my podcast, I believe. And she actually reached out to me on one of the Facebook groups mentioning that we kind of do a similar podcast. Oh, no. That's okay. Basically, we do similar podcasts where she interviews regular people with interesting stories. Obviously, so do I. That's the whole name of my game, right? And it's always a conversation that goes, it's not scripted. It just starts in one spot and goes on a winding tour. And who knows where it ends up. And that's kind of what I feature, too, obviously, on this podcast. So she thought we had a similar thing going on, so she wanted me to check out hers. And I definitely wanted to check that out and hear other people do it and do it better. There's always room for improvement on everyone. I think I can definitely look at hers and say, wow, I can definitely reach up to a goal there. So very cool. So loved hearing her work, loved hearing her podcast episode with that gentleman, Buzz. And yeah, I'm super jealous of how good her show sounds. So definitely there's a reason for me to keep getting up every morning, among many things, but now it's definitely to make my podcast even better than it is right now, and where I was a year ago. So that's definitely in the works. My smile crossover episode down the line, too. Never know what could happen. It's out there, right? The Untold Story with Martin Bowman. Listen to an episode. He's a Canadian journalist, former journalist and radio show producer himself. And he does a podcast called The Untold Stories. It's, again, real people with real stories. Again, similar to mine. I know it's a common theme here where a lot of these podcasts I'm digging are kind of similar to mine. I wonder what that's about. I don't know. But these are ones that people have kind of reached out to me and said, you know, I do this. It might be of interest to you. Of course, you being me, Chad Weiss. Just want to clarify that. That you might like to listen to. So I'm definitely checking these out. Untold Story with Martin Bowman. He interviewed a gentleman by the name of Eric Drodds. If anyone remembers, if you live in Canada or in Ontario, to be specific, the Kitchener-Waterloo area of Ontario, to be super specific. He was a radio show host on the AM dial at 570 in Ontario. And eventually, he did it for about 6 years, and then he decided to leave and join the police force. He became a police officer for the OPP, Ontario Provincial Police, which was always a dream of his to do before he became a broadcaster and a radio show host. But then he got sidetracked while on the career path of doing that. He kind of got dropped into a radio gig, and that kind of worked out for him. And then when the police force came calling, the OPC, which is Ontario Police College, came calling, he answered the call, and now he's a police officer. He's had two very interesting careers. One he's currently in, obviously the policing, and the former being the radio host and announcer. So very cool. I definitely enjoyed listening to his story. And of course, like I said, there's another parallel, the Untold Story show, to my type of podcast. So definitely liking this format, and I definitely think these guys are doing it. They're definitely setting the bar higher for me to achieve, so I'm definitely definitely interested to see where their show goes and how I can, you know, steal their ideas for mine. Go Friend Yourself. I've never been told that before, with Dr. Amber Baker. I just recently listened to her episode, I think as of last night I played it till the wee hours of the morning. I listened to one of her episodes so far. I love her delivery and her topics that she chooses. She does a lot of solo shows, which is something I've always been kind of shy to do. I really enjoy having a guest. I don't think people should be subjected to listening to me talk for over an hour by myself all the time, as you're doing right now. But at least I can promise a guest coming up. But she's gone and done it. She's gone and done solo shows, and she makes it work. I listened to one of her episodes. It was called Boosting Motivation and Reaching Your Goals. She has a very natural way of talking. You can tell it's live, as in like she records it live. It's unscripted. She has a natural flow and cadence to her tone, much as I do. As you can tell, this is definitely not scripted. Definitely not. Oh, boy. Maybe I should start. Like I said, I do show notes, but as far as a written out word for word, you're right, I should be doing that. So Go Friend Yourself with Dr. Amber Baker, basically taking care of you and yourself first and making sure your heart and your soul are hearty and healthy before you can take care of other people. So it's a very good lesson to learn, very good, interesting podcast. I definitely want to hear more of her stuff, and I want to hear some of the interviews she does with guests. But loving the solo show she's doing, that's another bar for me to achieve, is to reach out and, again, steal the ideas for my show for Nobody's or Somebody's podcast. So there's always something to work for. Like I said before, speaking of episodes, there's a few other podcasts that some folks have reached out to me to check out. I haven't had the proper time leading into the holidays to give them the listening that they deserve. But once I do, I will let you know what I'm listening to. This is what I'm currently listening to, the podcast I just mentioned. But I definitely will, for next week's show, I should be able to tell you the other ones I've missed out on that I will get around to. And I promise I will mention them on the show, what I think, what I don't think. And hopefully you'll check them out too. I'll post links if you want, I will. You can see links on the show notes for these podcasts I've mentioned. And for next week, for the ones I've listened to after that, you can have a peek for yourself and see what you think. So definitely support podcast community. If you love this podcast and you listen, definitely all got to keep it in the family here. So make sure you support other podcasts. Support this one, and we'll have one big podcast and happy family for podcasters and listeners alike. So thank you very much for listening to me talk about those. Of course, where to find the No Baser Summies podcast? On the Facebook page, Facebook group. Facebook, you can find me on Facebook for the most part on Seb Camco Championship Vinyl, and of course the Nobody's Are Somebody's Podcast official Facebook group. There I did it properly. Always want you to check that out. And right now, if you go check that out, to pick a favorite guest, basically a people's choice type of thing where you can choose one of my former guests, any one of the guests I've had before on the show, and I've listed them. I think I've listed all of them. I think Facebook gave me some restrictions on just how many I could list. I think I maxed out my listings of people, but I think people who come to the poll can actually list, and they can actually add people in who they have heard on the show, and they can be part of the poll too. So if I missed a name, you can go ahead and throw the name up on there, and then they can be voted on as well. But basically, I want to do down the line, once I get enough votes tallied up, I want to get a People's Choice episode going on where everyone votes, anyone, anywhere can vote on which former guest of mine that they liked the most, which one touched their hearts the most, or which stories they really enjoyed, and they want to see them back on the show again. I'll bring them back, and they'll be the the People's Choice. This is a People's Choice episode, so vote now. The only place to do that is on the Facebook group. That's Nobody's Are Somebody's Podcast Official. Go there, do a little request to join. I'll add you, and you go ahead and vote. The name's right there. It's pinned to the very top of the group, so you can't miss it. And go ahead and cast your vote now. Nobody's or Somebody's Podcast Official. Search it, find it, be added, vote. That's all you got to do. Make it happen. So as I was listening to the podcast last week, I couldn't help but listen to the Christmas episode. And there was these really weird commercials. Really weird voice on these commercials. It was asking everyone to take part in this poll, right? And it was also mentioning this thing called Prime Cuts. Like, I don't know, maybe the person was just hungry and they needed some meat, or they're looking for something to shop for at the grocery store. What are these prime cut? I don't understand. If only someone would tell me what's going on around here. Hello, someone tell me what's happening. It's my show. Why can't no one tell me what's going on here? So I want to know what these prime cuts are about. I want to know where this weird voice came from. I want to know what this prime cuts is all about. January 2018, prime cuts. There's a 50-52 number there. I mean, I've almost done 50 episodes, but I don't know what that has to do. Prime cuts, I don't know. We'll figure it out together. We need to find this person, and we need to find out what's going on. Let's make that my mission. I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners in the United States, Canada, South Africa, France, and Ireland. You guys are the top five listening countries and territories, as per my hosting site, Libsyn. That's what's telling me the most downloaders and most listeners of the show are in these areas. So thank you so much for downloading and listening, subscribing. It's forever appreciated. I know everywhere, there's people out there listening to the podcast, and I can't thank anyone everywhere enough, but these are the top five. So I'll give a top five shout out to you, all your listeners in the United States, Canada, South Africa, France, and Ireland. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, and everyone else around the world, thank you too. I know you guys are listening in California. I haven't forgot about you. Thank you again for listening. I hope to get to California. Hope to get there someday and spend some time and maybe do a podcast with someone out there. Or two or three. Or just walk around, enjoy, and post pictures to the Instagram at SubCamCo. Shameless plug. I just want to travel. So New York, Messina, New York has had enough of me. It's time to get out to the West Coast. Time to get out to California. So definitely can't wait to do that. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I just shirt myself. What should I do? I should get a t-shirt. And you should too at I Just Shirt Tees on Facebook by my good friend and yours, Christine Francis Poe, author of Tico Travel's book. go to ijustshirttees.com or ijustshirttees on Facebook. Like the page, share it. We are available on Blueberry. If you have a podcast, you need a hosting platform, host it on Blueberry. That's Blubrry. And of course, you can use promo code NOBODY, that's NOBODY, to get 1 month of free hosting on the Blueberry platform. How's that for being a nobody? I think that's pretty good. Use it wisely. So you got a podcast, got something to say, think you can do better than this? Definitely host your podcast on Blueberry and prove me right or wrong, whatever. Just use promo code NOBODY, get a free month of hosting, and definitely it's on me, and I accept the challenge. Make a good podcast, and definitely check out Blueberry. Check out the services. You can find the Nobody's or Somebody's podcast on Blueberry, so definitely check it out. So in an effort to gain some sympathy from my listeners out there, I should let everyone know that I was stranded the other day. I was trapped on the side of the road. My car let me down. That's right. My beautiful, wonderful 2014 Chevrolet Bruze left me stranded on the side of the road on the highway in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I mean, that's like being stranded in your driveway for most people. But for me, it was pretty scary because I was all by myself, so lonely, and I didn't know what to do. So I did what any person would do. I cried and screamed for help, and I called a tow truck. They came and picked me up. It was kind of expensive. Got towed to the dealership, the good old Surgeoners. When I got there, I told them what happened, and they said, I don't know if we can help you. It's getting late. It's 2, and we close at 3:30, and let me take a look at your car. So they took a look at my car, and the rule that I know of, because I've had different vehicles serviced at different dealerships over my long, illustrious car-owning life, is that when they come back and see you quickly after taking your car, A, it's never good news. It's usually involving another extra hearty cost. Or B, they can't help you in the way that you need to be helped or expected to be helped. In other words, they can't do anything for you. So I'm watching the clock. It's 2 o'clock or so when I get to sit down. I grab my free complimentary coffee because I love coffee and I love free things. And I sat down and I'm watching Ghostbusters 2, which is on the TV. So lucky me. I'm actually getting quite through the movie, which I can assume is only a good sign, right? Because, you know, they're taking their time. They said they would, you know, look at it and see if they could fix it before they closed, and they get back to me, and they haven't come to me. So I'm assuming they're going ahead and fixing it, and they're not going to make me wait till 3:30 when they close. And they say, well, we tried, and the problem was so massive and so extensive that your whole car is basically in pieces out back, so we'll see you on Tuesday. At least that wasn't the case. So he came back, wonderful man, and he came back and he said, I'm pretty sure we got it fixed. not like that, I'm pretty sure we got it fixed. No, I'm pretty sure it's covered under warranty. We fixed what the problem was. They described, and I'm not a car guy, but I think they described it as a power drivetrain something. I could be totally off base. What doesn't exist, Chad Weiss? You don't know anything about car. What are you driving, a choo-choo train? Choo-choo-choo? No, this is what I remember him telling me, a power drivetrain. That's what I've got to tell you, is that I was driving down the road and I had a huge burning oil smell, and then my car immediately ding, 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 and said, low oil pressure, stop engine immediately. So that's never, that's always scary. So I did, and I definitely didn't want to be blown to pieces, so I definitely did not start it again. I definitely called the tow truck, and they were very helpful. So anyway, back to the garage. They said they got it fixed. It may even be covered under warranty, but since they're closing soon, they don't have the paperwork ready. If there is a charge, they would call me back on Tuesday to get my you-know-what back to the garage to pay the bill that I owe. So, but luckily it came out to be that it was covered under warranty because he went away and he came back again just around 3 o'clock or so before they closed and said that, you know, they still don't have paperwork. But if I needed it, I can go back and get it next week if I needed something as proof of repair. But it was definitely covered under warranty, blah, 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 blah. And so thankful for that. So it's fixed. Very scary. I mean, when you're not expecting to be stuck on the side of the road. That's the thing about cars. It's great, right? The vehicles. They take you on faraway places. They take you on journeys. They let you travel all over wherever. But they could leave you. They could take you to the end of the earth, and then they could leave you stuck there, basically, right? With no hope of getting back. They'll take you as far as they want to take you, but when they break down, that's it. It's no go. This is the buck stops here. The Chevrolet Bruce said, nope, sorry, Chad. The buck stops here. I'm dropping oil, and you're dropping down dollars in your wallet, because there ain't no way I'm going further. So, luckily it all worked out. Covered under warranty. Again, a big thank you to the staff at the Surgeoner's GM Buick dealership in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. There's not much to be thankful for in Ottawa, but they are definitely one of them. I don't mean that. Well, I mean what I said about Surgeoner's. I don't mean there's nothing to be thankful in Ottawa. Why would I say that? That's not true. I'm definitely happy to be saved by the wonderful staff there, and I recommend them highly. I'll definitely go back there again for all my car needs. The Chevrolet, Bruce loves them, I loves them, and just want to give that little note. And it's about time to get to our guests, but before I do that, I'll bore you one more time just to say that you can find me on Acast, Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, Revoice, Player FM, Blueberry, as I mentioned before, Stitcher, TuneIn, and of course the Libsyn hosting site. Nobody's R, somebody's all one word, libsyn.com. And of course, say hello to me on Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Pinterest, and follow our YouTube channel, SubCamCo TV. We're always there. And one last thing, www.subcamco.com. Last championship vinyl. That's the record store. That's where you can get 50% off your total order when you enter a promo code at checkout, N-O-B-O-D-I-E-S. That's nobody's. You can get 50% off your entire order. No minimum purchase, one per customer. You like a bunch of records, say you're a nobody, take half the price off of that. Even if it's just one record, you can get it cheaper. Do the same thing over at subcamcoshop.com, our general merchandise store. Take 20, that's 20% off. Anything in the store, no minimum purchase. Take the 20, promo code N-O-B-O-D-I-E-S. Say you're a nobody over there and I'll believe you. And you can go shopping, shop till you drop. It's Boxing Week right now. It still goes on forever. And after that, it's another week of shopping. And after that, it's another week of shopping. And after that, it's another week of shopping. You can shop a week long because these never expire. The only catch, you gotta listen to this podcast. You've gotta have heard this on the podcast. You can tell all your friends you heard it, and they can go use it too. But hey, all that matters is that you heard it on this podcast. Now, it's time for our guest. Here we go with a young gamer. He's going to talk to us about video games. I can't wait. Can you? Okay, here we go. Young video gamer, take it away. So I'm here with Hero Mario.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for letting me hang out here in your bedroom. It's a pretty cool bedroom. I see, like, minions. That's
complete crap. That's what? It's not. That should not be there.
Well, it's there right now, so too late. Five Nights at Freddy's, right?
That was drawn by a friend.
Okay. Transformers.
Yeah, I don't know where that got there.
Mario, like Hero Mario.
It's Mario.
Cards, yeah. That thing over there.
It's Ralts. It's like one of my favorite Pokemon.
Okay. And I see you have lots of blankets and pillows and stuffies that are all very Mario-esque.
Do you see that? Do you see the Pikachu over
there? Oh, there's a Pikachu over there.
Do you see the cow?
There's a Minecraft, okay.
I have two cows in here. You and that little plush.
Me too?
Yeah.
I know, it's I can't believe I'm here.
And there's a green head right there, which is a famous YouTuber.
Perfect. We'll ask you more about that later. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Okay. How long have you been playing games for?
Pretty much all my life.
All your life, since you can remember?
Yeah.
What's the first game you can remember ever playing?
It was this little Thomas game where basically like all you need to do is plug it into the television and control the trains and do all sorts of like crappy missions.
Like Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah. And that was my first game.
Who got you that game?
I do not remember and I do not care. I think
it just appeared on your...
I think it was like my dad and my mom.
Nice. For Christmas or...
I don't know.
No. So you started playing that game, and then all of a sudden you started liking video games? Like, what got you into playing more games?
Yeah, well, after the wire got chewed up by the bunny that we had at our old place.
Nice.
There was this little bunny that we had, like, very temporarily. I don't even remember his name. I don't think he even had a name. But, so he chewed up the wire. Tape didn't really help. And basically both games, because I had two games, the Thomas one and I think like Disney Bugs, like Disney Inc.
Bugs Life, was it?
I don't know. But I didn't really play the one with Bugs since I wasn't really a fan of Disney at all at the time. I was more into Thomas, right. Since I was like an obsessed little cringy kid at the time.
Right.
And so, yeah, and like, I think that after that, games kind of, like, disappeared. Then school started, and then Pokemon was my main interest since, like, it was famous.
So you got into Pokemon pretty quickly, then?
I got into Pokemon, like, pretty quickly.
What did you like about Pokemon?
I liked, like, well, at the time, I liked it because it was famous. And popular? Because, yeah, and there was, all, like, these cards that, like, would shine and would, like, I could even show you one later.
Is that what these are right here?
No, those are code cards. Those are cards that I want to do for a giveaway.
It's completely audio, so we can't, obviously you can't see this, but I'm looking at Pokemon trading cards online.
Reward. Yeah, those are code cards.
Code cards, okay.
You enter them on the website and you get a booster pack which contains 10 cards. But here's like a little ooh, like,
those are pretty.
Compare one. Oh, with this one blinks as well. Nice. But this is like the like popular cards at the time. Like massive, like EX ones. Well, I think it was like X or EX. I can't necessarily remember, but...
So these are old cards? Like, these are back from, the mid-millennium? Or when
no,
are these
that's 2016.
The okay, so it's last year.
Evolution set.
Okay.
Which evolutions brought back, like, the original old cards, or even some brand new ones. Obviously, nice. It didn't bring like back this. The exact originals, because that one card, Mega Pidgeot, that you were holding, yep. Megas did not exist way back in 1995. I even have a few of them, 1995.
So you sound like a major history buff when it comes to Pokemon. Like, you pretty much know everything there is to know about when it first started. Obviously, you weren't born when it was first on the market, but you really got into it by the looks of it.
I pretty much know it all. So if there's something that I...
Pikachu, nah, here.
It's...
Thunderjolt.
It's a 1995 card.
So this card actually came from... Is it a reprint, though?
No, it's not actually a reprint. It's an actual...
It's actually from 1995.
Yeah.
Wow. The year I was born. Cool.
Really?
Yeah, do you believe it?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
But...
With...
Why
15 more years experience, at least.
So...
Are you good at math?
22,
Hero Mario?
37?
Close.
35, not there yet. 36.
There you go. I just turned 36.
Okay.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thunder Jolts. So you like collecting the older cards? Do you like hearing about the history of Pokemon, or are you more into what the new updates are?
I'm more interested in like the newer ones, because the old ones, like the mysteries of the old ones are like so vague.
Vague in what way?
Vague, like, it's like, where does this originate? Like, why is this there? Like, it's all like, how did this happen? Who discovered it? How did they discover it? Because sometimes there's glitches that are like so hard to perform. You ask yourself, like, how is this possible? How did this person figure this out?
What are glitches? To me, a glitch is when a game, like, messes up. Like, when I used to play Nintendo, like, the regular Nintendo, a glitch in the game would be it froze up, or you turn blue, or something would happen, and the game would be a total mistake.
That would be the case, or there's even, like, some glitches in Pokemon, Red, Blue, Yellow, that, like, allow you to get certain Pokemon. There's one of them in this case, which some of the listeners might know. It's called Missing No, and it's just... a random upside down L of pixels, like filled with pixels,
and it just appears in the game. Is that a glitch, or is that like an actual game error?
So when you encounter wild Pokemon and the game is kind of glitched, I think, I'm not sure, I don't know, I haven't read up about it, a wild Pokemon would appear, and sometimes with the game glitched or one way or another, Missing No would appear, and Missing No is probably like an actual Pokemon. It's an actual Pokemon, but it's not an actual Pokemon at the same time, so...
So it's kind of part of the game, because to me, glitches like is something that's not expected in the game, but it sounds like glitches are actually popular, and they bring different things or different gameplay. Is that
accurate? Well, back then, glitches were, like, in a massive amount. There's only a few that we know, but there's a lot more that are just left to be discovered by someone playing around.
Nice.
There's other ones where you could get special event Pokemon that would normally be attained by events. In this case, Mew, which was like... Which Mew was like the last Pokemon of the original 151.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only obtain it through like an event. But using a glitch where you can find it under a truck. Like there's literally a truck there. And doing some sort of game pattern, you could basically like make the truck move or make Mew appear, and then you could catch Mew.
Nice. So catching Pokemon, did you ever play that Pokemon Go where you catch Pokemon around the city? Did you ever do that? That was popular last year?
Not really, since I couldn't get like, since I couldn't get a mobile plan on like my cell phone, which is what I would use, which is what I used at the time.
You have a cell phone at your age? Your parents must be pretty cool.
I wouldn't say so.
You wouldn't say what, the phone or your
parents? My parents.
That's too bad. But you had a phone that you, so you didn't have a plan?
Yeah, well, it was my mother's old phone. So,
oh, okay.
So
it was an old one, like the big cord and the big huge antenna?
No, not those.
Was it one of those? It was a flip phone?
Samsung Galaxy S3. Which,
okay. Nice. Yeah. So you didn't play that, though? You actually went around the city. Did you want to try that, or if you were able to?
Well, I asked my mother if I could, like, play it. If I went around the block somewhere close to, like, my house, I could get the internet from there.
Like Wi-Fi?
But there were no Pokemon around there. Like, my neighborhood was basically dead.
I guess they all dried out.
Yeah.
They all dried out around here. That's too bad. So, you like Pokemon, you also like Minecraft out here, right?
Yes.
When did you get into Minecraft?
Right when it started. It was...
What year was that?
2009, something like that, 2010.
Nice. What got you into that?
Seems like a boring... Some friends have told me it can be boring to some, since to some, like some kids these days, like teenagers, it's outdated. But what makes something that's outdated is because they haven't explored the entire collection of the game. They would only explore like building a big cube out of the same exact block, which would look so ugly. Because that's what most buildings would be when when classmates played at the computer lab, they would build this one house, and it's a big cube out of like wood or cobblestone.
Right.
And it would like be ugly, but there's some like YouTubers that still play it and still get money.
Get money.
Get money revenue from like YouTube ads.
All YouTubers playing the game. So okay.
Yeah. Which is the case with that green little head there.
Okay. So here's that though. So I see he's got like brown hair like I used to have, and there's nothing on his face, like a blank face. Well, what's the deal with that one?
He doesn't have a blank face.
Where
it's just turned around.
Oh, okay. So you keep him displayed with his head turned around?
Yeah,
I guess for privacy, you can't see you at night.
No, it turned around on its own.
So who is this? What is this?
That's Grian. He doesn't look like... That's just his Minecraft head skin. Basically, you grab
is he a character in the game?
In Minecraft, he's his own character. Like
Skin Cube.
So he's a British YouTuber. And...
this is an actual person. Is it based on an actual person?
Well, that's his Minecraft skin.
Okay. Wow. What made you want to have the head of this YouTuber?
Because I was watching through some videos, and then I saw, like, that he was selling merchandise, and then...
His own face.
Yeah, well, his own Minecraft head, and then I, like, wanted to buy it.
So the reason why a lot of people might think Minecraft is different or boring is because you look at all these video games now, and they're all, like, high-intense graphics, 3D, the latest... art and everything. And then you look at Minecraft and it looks like worst blocks in the original Mario. So what's the attraction when it looks like this?
Well, that's the entire thing of Minecraft. It's basically a blocky game. And what made it so popular back then, and what still makes it popular to some, is that it brings out a unique aspect. Like, because usually most games would like try to get the latest graphic and latest 3D and all that stuff.
Right.
But Minecraft just basically like is cubic, and so it's basically like a cube, and that's all it is.
That's the attraction of it, is that it's so simple but yet it's so complex, right?
It's so simple but it's yet so complex, and there's like no actual goal in the game. Like there's like little mini like you can beat bosses, but there's no actual ending to it.
So is it still going on? Like you haven't beaten Minecraft yet? What's your like, where are you still playing it?
Well, like, not now, since I can't really play it, since I haven't got into it. And if I got into it, I would definitely make videos on it.
So what's the last thing you did in Minecraft before you stopped playing? Like, how far along were you?
I was playing with this, like, with this friend, and we basically built, we started to build a clothing shop. Like,
Cube clothing shop.
No, but some items in the game are not cubic, like swords. It's pixels of cubes, but it shapes as a sword, and then there's, like, armor, and then we'd sell armor that had, like, the coloring of, like, what it was supposed to represent. Like, example, Mario, each set of armor, we would color it to resemble its what it's supposed to look like.
Right.
But that project is unfinished, and
hopefully it will be soon.
This
will inspire you to get back into it now, maybe talking about it again?
Hopefully. Probably.
Hopefully. So your name, Hero Mario.
Yeah.
Tell me how you come up with that one.
Well, that was back before... Well, I gotta tell you a story about before. Pokemon. When I changed school.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of a bit lost interest because it wasn't so popular at the school. The new school I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of lost interest, but secretly still had that interest in it. I wouldn't publicly show it.
Is this going into high school from grade school? Is this what you were transitioning to?
Transitioning from high school to primary. There's a bit more Pokemon players at high school, the high school that I go to, really? And the primary school that I went to.
Okay.
And that's surprising, since normally you would think that in high school it's all about, dating and no video games at all, which...
Well, for some, and the rest are all playing video games.
Yeah, or there's just some that are not in that category at all.
What category are you in? Are you a gamer or a dater?
I'm a gamer.
You're a gamer.
Screw daters.
In my day, we called those guys nerds.
What?
Nerds. They were nerds.
Yeah, well, what they don't know is that if they look at their phone, it's basically made by a nerd, so...
Correct, so they enjoy it now. Nothing wrong with being a nerd.
Well, nothing wrong with being a nerd.
Yeah. So you got into Minecraft. Go back to Hero Mario.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So basically it was at the time when this Minecraft myth, Herobrine, was a big fanatic. And
what's Herobrine?
Herobrine is a little mythological. It looks like Steve.
These are characters in Minecraft. Right?
It's the main character. If you don't create your own skin, that's what you get. Steve.
You can be Steve. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of legends around how Herobrine came to be, but Herobrine is basically Steve, but with blank eyes, and he would haunt players and attack them.
So he's like that creeper, the bad guy, right?
The creeper is a game glitch. While Notch was trying to make a pig, he made instead a creeper. And,
who's Notch?
Notch is the creator of Minecraft.
Okay, just so people don't know. So this is he's an actual person.
He's an actual person.
Who created, from Sweden, he created Minecraft, right?
Mojang? From Sweden, yeah. Okay. Well, Mojang was bought by Microsoft years ago, and then month after it was bought, Notch left, but Jeb, the main developer of it.
Yeah.
Well, Notch before was the main developer of it, but then Notch gave that title to Jeb just to work on other games in Minecraft.
Wow.
And then Jeb is still on working on the game. That's all I know.
Nice. So we got Herobrine is a mythological character in the game. So that's where the hero comes
but
from.
But it doesn't. The thing is, it doesn't actually exist. When you watch videos on it on YouTube, people believe it's real. But there's this one YouTube channel that I personally like. It's called The Mew Troll, and he's on YouTube, and he basically exposes all those Herobrine sightings by saying why this isn't true. And sometimes in those videos you would see other people joining, their friend having the Herobrine skin, and then faking all the things. It would be basically a setup. It wouldn't be legit actual encounter with Herobrine. It would be a setup. It would be like a movie kind of where everything's fake,
right?
And
so this guy exposed the myth of Herobrine.
Well, that this guy would expose the videos of people that did those type of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that watching these videos of people overreacting kind of over it.
People upset about it, basically?
No, oh my god, Herobrine, I'm gonna die.
Oh, okay.
And that made me laugh, since they would yell. So And Herobrine would, like, make up traps, creep them, like, not creep them, but scare them, like, just by appearing out of nowhere.
Mm.
And so I thought that funny, since I like to do that in Minecraft, like, make traps and troll people with that.
Nice.
And so the hero comes from Herobrine, but just cut off the brine. Right. So that's Hero. And then Hero. Mario is from, like, Mario, which I was interested in back then.
You love Mario most of your life.
I was interested in both Minecraft and Mario.
Hero Mario.
So that came to, like, Hero Mario.
Got you.
And then the skin would be a Mario skin where there would be, like, blank eyes.
So it'd be a mixture of, like, Mario with who would look like the Herobrine mythological character, right? And at one time you had the 77 number attached to that too, right?
What was that? That was my old gamer tag inside the game.
What was 77?
It was my lucky number doubled.
Nice, nice. And that work for you? Did you get luckier in games?
I would get lucky with people's reactions, because mainly at school, me and my friend, I would be invisible completely, but he would have the Herobrine skin, and then I would do all the traps and things,
mm-hmm.
and then he would be like the actual Herobrine that did what Herobrine was supposed to do.
Okay.
So it was kind of like we were working together, and nobody knew about this. Everybody like thought that this was just something like that.
Nice. And now you mentioned YouTube gamers. Have you tried? Have you made any YouTube videos about your gaming?
Yes, in the past, about like 8 months ago or 9 months ago, but I haven't got back into it much since like school, summer, and then.
Right, right. Do you have a channel that people can check out and critique your game hard?
critique.
Critique it and armchair critic it and just basically tear it apart. Do you have anything that you want to pass on to the world listening?
It's Here Mario Gaming on YouTube altogether. Capital H, capital G.
Okay.
That's all.
Just Hero Mario Gaming.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about the channel, though. So what kind of videos are on this channel?
Well, not much gaming, since it kind of puts out the name of it, but I know I really should clean it out, but I think, like, my recent one is about my Discord server, which that is about gaming.
Okay.
And then I did, like, live streams every Sunday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Your own live show?
Like, a live stream where people could, like, join in and watch.
What would you be playing?
I would be playing Minecraft.
Just by yourself? Would you have
people
over? No,
sometimes I would have, like, people, like,
friends
playing with me.
Okay.
And then...
And how'd you set that up? Like, how did that go? Were
people tuning in and watching? A tablet with just a simple tablet and a live recording thing, feed.
Were people tuning in? Like, how many people would you...
Not much, since it isn't really that much popular. But people would tune in, but sometimes it depends on time zones.
True.
So if it were American people,
you're in the
it would be
standard
It would be like early morning when I would do that, so that sucks because like most people sleep in.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's pretty early on a Sunday morning. You're pretty brave to put out a show at 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday when most people are, except for maybe people your age who are up sleeping. It's old parents like me, they're fast asleep because we don't want to be bothered, so...
Yeah.
I guess we wouldn't be watching anyway, so... You're getting all the kids that are up for cartoons, and I wonder what's on right now. I'm going to check out Hero Mario Gaming and see what kind
of... Or they would just go on
YouTube. Gameplay he's got going on. Or be browsing on YouTube, because if you have a live video on YouTube, I think it pulls people searching for stuff, it pulls you in, because...
Yeah.
YouTube wants to feature live content, right? Because that's exciting, versus everything's usually just uploaded. But if you have a live... activity going on YouTube, I think that pulls in more attention, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was I would have, like, live commentary on top of that.
Did you have anybody leaving comments?
I would have, like, some friends.
People that knew you were going to be live?
People that knew I was going to be live.
Breakfast with Hero Mario?
No, it's called Breakfast Sundays, which
Breakfast
is...
Breakfast Sundays, that's kind of cool.
It ends with a Z, which... I'm trying to make it sound cool.
It does sound cool. I like it.
But...
I'm sorry I missed them. Are you going to do... So, do you remember doing your very first video? It wasn't live. What was your very first video that you uploaded to this channel?
It's literally named Part 1.
Nice.
And since I didn't know how to do unlisted videos at then...
Yeah. Unlisted? What do you mean by that?
Like, only people with a link, with the actual link can see it.
Okay.
So, but they got views, and it was, like, sped up clips, which I was supposed to combine.
Yeah.
And then... That would be, like, my first video, but that never came to be, and I should really get back into it, but...
What kind of program or software do you use to edit your videos?
To edit them, I would use something... I don't remember. Back then, it would be something like Wii Video, which had a bunch of, like, watermarks and its own outro, unless you paid, which the watermark would be removed, the outro would be removed, and like the unpaid version, even it says it as if it were a nice thing. You even get your own outro, which that's not a nice thing, since that would basically ruin your entire video.
Right.
So if you had your own outro, outro would, no, if you had like made your own outro, right, that outro would be like, and if you made it with that one, then you would have twice the outro that they gave you, plus the watermark was like everywhere.
Right.
And the editing would, like, it would do with photos, it would like scroll them down instead of having them there.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks. And then I changed from something that the something else I don't even remember, because, and I didn't stop using it since the rendering time.
Did it take a long time to render?
It took a long time. Even like a video of like that isn't that long, like 5 minutes, so long, it would take like 10 hours literally just to render. And then I finally got to something.
That might screw up Breakfast Sundays.
No, Breakfast Sundays was an unedited thing. Okay. Like, it was all live.
Yeah, yeah,
there.
It was live.
Once I ended the stream, then it would go up as a video.
Right.
And unedited completely. And then I used Video Show, which that really got me interested, since the rendering time is a bit slow, but not too much. It's not exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do anything while it's rendering, because like if you go to the home page while it's rendering, then I would...
Because all of the computer is being used to kind of render this together, so basically all its resources are being used to make this video, right?
Yeah.
So you can't really do much.
Well, but at least it didn't take that much time. Like, if it was like an hour-long video, then that would be quite a rendering time. But I didn't really do much. I didn't really do long videos, since eventually I even boarded myself out. I didn't want to bore people. I want to keep it as most, like, short, because not everybody has 30 minutes to watch one guy just play constantly. And
that seems to be a big thing, too, and this is not when I was a kid, but it seems to be your generation, whereas people actually go on YouTube or go on the internet and actually watch videos of other people playing. To me, I used to have a best friend, Ken, and we used to rent video games, if you remember that. You don't. From the video store, bring them home, and then sometimes they'd be one-player games, so he'd be a big hog, and he'd take the game, and he'd start playing it by himself, and I'd have to sit there and watch. And I can't think of a more boring thing than watching your buddy play a video game where you sit there and watch him complete battles and complete missions. But now it seems like that, maybe I should have copyrighted that, because now it seems like that's on the rise, where people get online and they watch while other people play games.
Yeah,
like, why is that so? What's attractive about that?
Certain YouTubers, like tutorials, like Greenwood does, he shows like how to build properly, like how to how to actually build good builds in Minecraft.
Right.
Which that completely changed the community of Minecraft players. Before, it was like a big cube. If you build a big cube out of cobblestone, which is like one of the first blocks.
Right.
If you build a big cube out of cobblestone before green, it was pretty. It was like the Mona Lisa of Minecraft.
Nice.
But now Green came along, made tutorials on how to actually build properly, like give it dimension, give it a little bit of sense of like artwork of. You get what I'm trying to say.
Right. It actually gave it more reasonable
to look at.
Yeah.
Which that
easy on the eyes.
Which that completely outshadowed the normal builds of cobblestone boxes.
Right.
And now those cobblestone boxes are completely, like, seen as ugly, which, yes, that is, but if you would build a big, massive cobblestone box,
mm-hmm.
then even, like, the texturing, you would see some texturing glitches or, like, errors with the game, which kind of tells you a bit more, like, hey, don't build such crappy builds, because, you know, it's making... Anyways.
Right, I got you. What games that are coming down or being released next year are exciting to you that you look forward to actually getting or that do you want to play?
I haven't finished about Minecraft gaming watching, but I'll...
Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, we got there.
So and certain YouTubers would, like, make it interesting by, like, saying funny stuff during a recording, or even, like, propose or even like ask their fans, like, comment down like what they should do,
right.
And then the next video, that's what they would correct based on the best comment. More and more YouTubers are starting to implement their fan base into the video, like, example, through live streams. Like, that's what keeps people staying for live streams. You are implemented. you were like part of it if you like.
You get to see how to play the game too. If you get stuck on something or a level, you can actually watch someone play it for you rather than someone just telling you about it. You can actually look and see how they got through it and what kind of tricks they used, right?
In your best bet for that type of stuff, it would be like tutorial videos, not live streams.
No, not live streams, okay.
But what live streams would bring is like people would feel part of the stream, like would feel like if.
Like they're playing with them.
No, if they're part of it. Like, say, like, I read out someone's comment during live stream.
Right, like a shout out, right?
Yeah, if they would. But, like, say someone would say, like, hello. I would kind of say, like, hello, and then say their name, for example.
Right.
Then that person feels like they're part of it. Like.
I got you. Like a community, like a big video gaming community.
Well, not necessarily.
No,
just like if they're part of it.
They just think they're part of the game that's being played then.
Part of like the live stream, not the game, the live stream.
Just the live stream itself. They're part of that. That's only going to be a part of it. Okay, you can see why I'm kind of lost on here. So I think I'm a part of a whole big community. But no, you just want to be a part of what's the live stream happening right then and there.
Well, yeah, you're part of the community that's watching it. But certain games where like, say, Mario Kart, you could play online with the person.
Right.
And then you feel really implemented in it.
Okay.
So you'd rather stay or play.
So you feel that way when you watch live streams, or
no,
when you get a chance to, or
no, that's what brings. That's why people like to watch other people play.
Right. I got you.
Since it would say like,
I get you. I don't get you, but I kind of get you. It still seems like foreign to me because I'd rather just sit there and play myself and.
But then you
to
can
hell
just,
with everybody else. Watch yeah. it. You can sit and watch me through my window if you want. But if you want to pay me to watch me play video games and lose after the first race, then sure.
Well, then your friend in that case, he wouldn't like say funny jokes during it, or wouldn't like make you feel part of the action.
I got you.
He would just hog like you told me.
Like it happens, yeah. No, trust me. Yeah, I never got to play. I did watch the whole game get completed. I'm like, well, that was a good rental. I'm glad we got to have it at home. Awesome. So going back to my last question then, so games that you're looking forward to, you've played Minecraft until pretty much the end, or you've gone as far as you want to right now. What other games coming down the pike, like Pokemon or otherwise, do you see that you want to get
There's the latest game of Pokemon that came out literally recently, like in November.
Okay, which one was that?
That was Pokemon Ultra Moon. I have it. Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
You have it, of course you do. Looking around your room, I mean, how many of you don't have games? I see games. I see more games.
Those are not those.
I see the Garfield collection, which is awesome, by the way, DVDs, and then I see more games. And then
so this
more
was
games.
This was made in 2016, which is Pokemon.
I remember
Pokemon
this.
Moon.
I think one of your parents got you these. No.
Well, how did you know?
I have no idea. I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, obviously.
They have two of them.
What?
Why is there two of them? Is this another one?
No, that's the latest one that came out November
17th. Let me see this one.
This is Ultra
Moon, and this is Moon.
Yeah, there's Sun, and then there's Ultra Sun.
Oh, what's the ultra difference then?
Well, there's brand new story to it, and you could even read up on it. So it says like new type of Pokemon, which like Raichu, you know Raichu.
Right.
Then in Pokemon Moon, it would bring Alolan Raichu, which Alolan is the region, which is like a Hawaii kind of.
Right.
And then the difference between Moon and Ultra Moon or Sun and Ultra Sun is like in Ultra Sun you can literally encounter all the Pokemon except for like. Legendaries.
Right.
In the wild, well, yes, legendaries, but not all of them. Which means Arceus, the god of Pokemon, the one that created the entire Pokemon,
universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the programmer, the actual god of the Pokemon god, which is a Pokemon.
Oh, in the game, okay. Gotcha.
And so he's banned completely from the game just because, like, it's kind of weird seeing a 10-year-old catch the god, the master that created Pokemon. It's like a 10-year-old capturing the master, oh lord of Pokemon.
So basically a 10-year-old showing how easy it is for him anyway to beat or capture.
Well, the capture rate of Arceus is pretty slim, so unless he uses a Master Ball, which a Master Ball is like a Pokeball that fails never, like right. never fails.
Right.
And yeah, but now they banned it completely from the game, but I had a theory before it was released that if they ban Arceus from the game, like ban in a way like it's still there, but you can obtain it probably through events, which haven't happened yet.
Right.
But it's like you can't get it in any way, but it's still there. Like still like if you use it online,
you can see it, but you can't have it or whatever.
No, you can't even see it. Like if you battle with it online through an event or hacking.
Yeah.
Then it would be okay, like, to have it, like, hacking, that's wrong, but, like, if you would get it through an event and then use that online, then it was okay. But like capturing it in the wild, that banned, Game Freak, the creator of the game, completely banned it from the game.
I got you.
From wild encounters. And so any you can pretty much encounter all the Pokemon, and that includes legendaries. But legendaries, you have to use Lunala, which is like the moon Pokemon.
Okay.
Or Solgaleo, the sun Pokemon. Nice. And you have to travel through like space and time, and then you like you would avoid it. But it's a complex mechanic.
You know,
in the new game.
You sound like you know so much about Pokemon. It's a little intimidating. I'm a little bit lost for words. I don't know what to say. Like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well...
You got so good at it, though. That's awesome, though.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you apply that to your schoolwork, too? Are you good in school? Are you a good student?
To some classes.
If it was a Pokemon class, would you excel?
If I would fail...
What would be your grade in Pokemon? If you failed, it'd be pretty...
I don't know what the world would be... If I fail.
Me neither. I can't imagine. This podcast would go to waste for sure.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future, non-game wise? Like, where do you see yourself growing up to be? In 3 years when you
have to move out? Either a programmer, basically.
A programmer. So in 3 years when you have to move out, you're going to be a programmer?
Well, yeah.
In 3 years?
Yeah.
Nice when you get kicked out because you'll be 18.
Probably won't be kicked out.
No. Most kids are kicked out at 18. No worries. That's good to hear, though. So I'm really... That's really cool to hear about your gaming. It's really cool to hear about your future plans in gaming. If you had kids in the future and you wanted to recommend a game to start with...
I don't think I would have kids.
Let's pretend.
That's a vague thing to say.
What would you recommend? Okay, so maybe you had an uncle. Or, sorry, a nephew. Or a niece. You don't have any sister. You have a brother.
To video game-wise, I really don't know. It depends really on their interest. Like, say if they're interested in Pokemon, it would, like... shine a light inside me saying like, oh, look at that, like,
nice.
I have, yeah.
Well, here, Mario, I'm very happy to have this conversation with you. Anything you want to add before I let you go back to playing Pokemon?
I'm not playing Pokemon.
Okay.
Well,
do whatever you're gonna do. It's the weekend.
Yeah. Definitely do like check out my YouTube channel.
Yes.
Since I
so people can go on YouTube and check out, just type in Hero Mario Gaming
and they'll find all you. Together. Like, okay. All together,
one
they'll
word.
Find me.
One word, gotcha.
148 subscribers, I'm proud. I'm trying to get to 200. 200 is my goal.
It's more than me, folks. 148, you said?
148.
Maybe you should do some advertising on my show, then.
Well,
I should advertise with you.
How much are you willing to pay, though?
Well, thanks for this podcast. We'll work out the details later.
Okay.
Say bye, Hero Mario.
Bye.
So, if I said to you Five Nights at Freddy's, is that like Five Nights at your buddy's house?
Which friend? Depends. Is it your mom?
Next!
On January 30th, 2018, Tuesday, the Nobodies Are Somebody's podcast will feature a brand new guest, as well as best of clips from the entire first season. Prime cuts. The best of the last season. The best of the last year. These are what's known as the prime cuts. I hope that clears things up, Chad.
The Nobodies Are Somebody's podcast with Chad Weiss. Next week, same time, another guest.